Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, baby. It is Archive Friday for you. Going back to 2016, one of our most popular segments is always Who's the Douchebag? And all this one says next to it is Farmer. I don't know. We'll find out about it together. Archive Friday on The Buzz 24/7. Who's the Douchebag?
Aging Dr. Douchebag.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Huge Douchebag.
Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag? Who's the douchebag now?
What's up, douchebag? There you go. It is time for the Who's the Douchebag segment. I found this yesterday. Man, when he came out of the dugout with those glasses, that was awesome. The purpose of the Who's the Douchebag segment is
didn't
so
he
that,
have his head shaved?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
On the sides.
All right, throw him the heater. I'm spitting out movie lines all day.
Yeah.
I hope people can appreciate it. I often feel like I'm alone in it, but, you know, there it is. Douchebag segment happens so that we can help settle disagreements. Maybe you, something's happening and you're having a disagreement, and really, if you're... Some people never, ever think that they're wrong, ever. You know what I mean? And they're jerks. But sometimes, you know, in the middle of an argument, you kind of think, maybe I am a little out of line. Kelly rarely gives in. Kelly, because Roquel's tilting his head toward Kelly, going, him. You once you believe you're in that, you stay in the lane.
I don't think so.
You do.
No, I don't.
See? He doesn't.
You never vary from what you...
You're full of crap.
See?
Okay.
Love it.
Well, there you go.
A buddy of mine the other day is like, I'm so tired of arguing with you. And I go, no, you don't. And he goes, yes, I am. And no, you don't.
Yeah.
We did it for a couple.
Yeah.
And he's like, I hate you.
So in those moments when you're having a little bit of introspection, you're thinking, maybe I am out of line. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm stupid. Maybe I screwed up. Whatever. You write us. And then we throw it out there and we talk about it. Like, each of us will give our opinion. And we don't vote on it because we don't want to call anybody a douchebag. We leave that to a jury of your douchebaggy peers.
We do kind of vote on it, but we don't count.
Right. We don't count in the final tally. Okay. So, I will begin. And this one is a simple one, but it's an interesting one because you know how much I always talk about supporting your local growers?
Look, yes.
We live in a great part of the country where you could be driving home and you could pick up vegetables or fruit that just was picked that day. It doesn't get any better. When you stop at a farm stand and you grab some corn or tomatoes on the way home, right? There's nothing better.
Mm-hmm. Nothing
better. As fresh as possibly could be. Right out of the garden to your table. Boom. Farm to table. That's awesome. This one is about a farm stand today, ladies and gentlemen.
I wish they had change sometimes because I find myself standing there going, all I wanted was a couple things and your prices are not bad. All I got is a $5.
Yeah.
Shake the can, there's really nothing in it. I go, I guess I'm not shopping here. Really?
Wow.
Is that wrong?
Yeah. You're kind of a jerk, actually. But that's
why am I a jerk? You don't
can
have
I let
change.
Me get to this, please?
Okay.
Can I
have
do this?
Change at
yes.
your fruit
this
stand.
Is the Ask the Buzz Farm Stand Douche, is what it's called. Dear Godfather, all right, I got a situation that's happening, and I'm not quite sure how to handle it. I have a farm stand in front of my house, and I sell a variety of vegetables and also eggs, both chicken and duck. Okay? Like most farms stands, it's self-serve. You pay using the honor system. I charge reasonable prices and barely make a profit. And I was cool with that until I went on Craigslist. Turns out, my next door neighbor, who buys eggs off me at a discounted price because the chickens at times wander into his yard, but more so, you know, because more so now because he feeds them, is selling the eggs in a different town that he works in for $5 more than he's paying me.
Well, there's a couple. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. This guy is averaging $600 a year in profit off of me. I've emailed him as someone else to get the info out of him. This is BS. Now, I know, on the other hand, this guy is paying a determined price that both he and I agreed on. Also, if I wanted those sales, I could branch out to more or other towns. I get that. But still, is this guy a douchebag, or am I just jealous this guy is making out on this? How do I go about approaching this guy, or do I even bother? Thanks for your time. So who's the douchebag?
Well,
is it him for not standing up for himself and ending it or addressing it, or is it the guy for taking advantage of the farmer?
Well, there was a couple things in the beginning that raised some questions here. Number one, the chickens come into his yard, and number two, he just said he's feeding them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how many is he feeding? All of them? Some of them? I mean, if the guy's feeding his chickens...
I think he's probably feeding them as something to do, not because they need to be fed.
All right.
That's an assumption on my part, but mm-hmm. I think like he'll throw some whatever at him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm assuming that that's the case.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Let me tell you something, man. Don't mess with a farmer. You're going to go to hell.
Yeah, but
you're
going
to go to hell if you mess with a farmer.
Good neighborly thing going on there, too, whereas if you...
Yeah, but you're right.
Hold on. The chickens are running around his yard. You don't know how is that a big pain in the butt?
He sounds like he's a great farmer, but a horrible businessman.
It looks like
the neighbor has got the business thing down, and you don't.
Wow. That's a dick move.
You're gonna
sell me eggs, fresh eggs.
Yes.
And when you've had fresh eggs, like, you know, right out of the chicken, obviously.
Oh.
But I was going to say, like, literally fresh from a homemade farm. They're unbelievable. So I'm going to give you my eggs at a discounted price,
mm-hmm.
right? And you know a farmer's just barely getting by, because
mm-hmm.
that's what farmers do. And you're going to turn around and you're going to sell those for more...
Yes.
You're a douchebag.
No, I'm not, because
you
are a douchebag. I'm allowing your chickens to roam my land, and I'm also feeding them.
Then you got to tell them. You got to say something.
I think you cut him in a little bit. To be a good neighbor, number one, just throw some of the profit you're making back at your farmer.
Then why not say, look, you give me my eggs for free, I'll take your eggs, and then I'll go and I'll sell them at work and I'll help you sell them.
Okay. Yeah, that's a horrible business.
Because he's a douchebag.
You can't work at a place and get a discount. You can get a discount when you work somewhere. I can buy that stuff. I can't then go and sell it.
Yeah.
After even though
yes,
I bought.
See, who says you can't?
This is why I hate that. Well, I got a right to.
I didn't say you had a right. I thought of it. You didn't.
Yeah, but that's what I'm talking about. That attitude. Well, too bad you didn't think about it. I'm smarter than you, and you're going to go do that.
Then this guy can cut off the discount, and he better keep his own chickens in his own yard, but he could stop this relationship.
Yeah, because I can shut your business down by renting a dog. Bang, you're done. You're shut down.
Not if he fences his things.
You're just a jerk.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
The guy never thought of it. Oh, I've got a little stand out there. You know, he's thinking so local. You should get to think global.
Scotty, this is a honor system thing. Mm-hmm. I know you're not going to get this, okay?
Oh, I get it.
Because it would be, you'd never do it.
No.
You'd never, ever put it in, say, honor system, because you don't believe in it. And you don't think that people can be honest
Absolutely
and can live
not.
That way.
You go over there, they probably took your stand.
Scotty, we live in one of the last, probably, well, not one of the last, but certainly a section of the country where that still can happen. There are towns where, yeah, people don't leave their doors locked. I would never do that. But they can put their farm stuff out on the side of the road, and I've bought from them, and I've left money.
I know, but if you
put the money there.
There's probably places all over the country that
true.
Nice farmland.
But Greg makes it sound like only in
New part of
Hampshire.
New England.
I know.
Everything else,
no.
They'll light your card on fire.
No.
They will pillage. They will.
They got nice
they
people
will
in
steal
Idaho
your dog.
Too.
Are you gonna seriously? You're gonna go to a city and put stuff out on the honor system?
No,
because too many people. It's easy to get away with stuff in the country where you're in the farm area. People take care of each other. It doesn't happen everywhere. So I'm sticking up for this guy. This guy is being played by a douchebag.
No, he's not.
Kayla.
He's being outplayed by somebody smarter than him.
Not smarter. You're taking somebody else's work and making a profit off of it. Like, even if you're already getting a discount, that's not, yes, if they were my yard, keep your chickens out of my yard. I don't want to feed them. I don't want them in my yard.
He doesn't have to feed them. He's just doing it because he wants to. Right. Nobody's making them.
Right. But if I'm already getting a discounted price, I don't think that what is happening is necessarily wrong, but I think you're a douchebag. I think you can do it. It's something like you said, you have the right to do it. But kind of makes you a
How do you
douche.
Do that, though, and not know that what you're doing is... Isn't there something on the inside that goes,
you do
I'm kind of being a dink.
I'm kind of being a dink. I'm allowing the chickens to come over into my yard, probably crap all over the place, and I'm also... How is he feeding him? Is he throwing a few pieces out? Or is he seriously going out and buying a bag of grain?
I doubt
and serious,
it.
But
I
you don't know
it.
That.
You don't know that.
Why would he do that? Why?
Because he's making a profit.
The chickens don't come up, knock on his door, and say, "You got to feed me, dude."
You can't prove that he is
smart.
This
chicken.
Is like this is the most rural, I think, of all the douchebags we've ever had. It was. It's very different. It's not. I'm sleeping with my whatever. Blah
Sister.
Blah blah. But I mean, it is.
That
it
was,
is
that
interesting.
One was rural.
You know, you're taking advantage of the little guy, the honest guy, that's just trying to put his. Hey, look, here's some farm food out for you. Honor system.
Stop making him sound like
especially
he's
if you
Amish.
Want to be a good neighbor.
He's not Amish. He's just doing the right thing. The old New England. I'm serious. No. I'm not even joking.
Be lucky your stand is still there. That somebody didn't steal it.
Yeah, barely, because guys like this are going out and taking advantage of and reselling his stuff.
This is one of my favorite ones we've done right here.
He took my eggs and sold them for more money. That's a douchey move, man.
Buy a Cadillac, be like, "Hey, I'll take more of your eggs."
You have some drumsticks.
Yeah.
Not chicken drumsticks, but regular drumsticks. Yeah. Because you are a drummer. You make drumsticks, and you kind of give some of them to your friends, and maybe they give you some to help support the cause and stuff like that. But then you find out that one of your drummer buddies, you know, who isn't employed, you know, goes out and resells the drumsticks that you sold him for a cheap price for double that and makes the money.
Different story then.
You're
isn't
not
it?
Angry?
Totally different story. But we're talking chickens. You're comparing oranges to apples, and now you just turned around and compared chicken sticks to chickens.
All right.
To sticks, whatever.
All right. Well, all right. I can see where you
He's
fully,
flustered.
Fully rooted in your argument. All right, so ours
guys,
don't count.
They're coming over into his yard.
I'm sticking up for you, brother.
Yep.
I'm sticking up for you, okay? You guys wrong, but you got to nut up and you got to say something.
No, it's just once again, it's somebody who starts a business who has no idea how to run a business.
Yeah, okay. So he's being nice. So you don't screw the guy that's being nice. So what this guy's got to do is you got to nut up. And you got to say, "Hey, I'm not doing this
anymore. I'm sorry,
anymore.
I'm a horrible businessman and you thought about this and I didn't."
There are plenty of one location places that don't open another location even though they know they could make more money there because A, you can't make it work.
Right.
Or like that. It's not doesn't mean he didn't think of it. It means it's not what he chose to do with his
and
eggs.
Maybe it's just too much hassle. Yeah. You got what you want. You got what you like.
In front of your house is one thing you can see it. Town's over. Yeah. Then good luck with your farm stand.
All right. 888-556-7625. I say
good luck with your farm stand.
The neighbor is the douchebag.
Scotty. I'm neighbor.
I'm the neighbor.
Okay.
Kayla.
The horrible businessman.
Wow. 888-556-ROCK or 603-431-ROCK. Let's see, shall we? Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who is this?
This is Jason.
Jason.
Subcontractors do it all the time. They get jobs off these big guys that make $10,000 on the job, and they go and do them for $6,000, and the other guy gets $4,000 in his pocket.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Those businesses aren't a farmer who's barely making it by using eggs, tomatoes, and corn. Let's have some perspective here.
So profit's a profit. Roadkill's right. Either way.
Okay.
Somebody's
going
to make money. Somebody's always going to make money off the farmer, the cows, all the way through, chickens.
Okay.
He's a
right,
horrible businessman. He's a guy doing something on the side who put not a lot of thought, not a lot of effort into it, but he's going to go, you know what, I'm now in the chicken business.
You are...
you know nothing about
what's wrong
chickens.
With America. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hello.
Hi, this is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm honestly a little agitated right now. I'm a little angry, but go ahead. Who's the douchebag here?
I think that, I don't know. I think that I understand where all of you are coming from, but I really think that the guy who's selling the eggs is the douchebag because if he really had a problem with the chickens coming over to his side, why not put a fence up or something, you know? I mean,
well, the chicken... Wait a minute. The neighbor was the guy that the chicken... The chickens are going into the neighbor's yard. The guy who owns the chicken doesn't have a problem with it. He's just saying he kind of let it go
because he's a horrible businessman.
Oh, that hurts. All right.
Right, but I mean, the one who's selling the eggs, if he had the problem, you know, and he was selling the eggs thinking that, you know, oh, because the guy's having these chickens coming over to my land, so maybe it's okay because, you know, I allow that to happen. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. So the farmer should have said something. You think it's the farmer, right?
Yeah, I think he should say something. I think the other guy's a douchebag.
Okay, thank you.
So the other guy's the douchebag.
Yeah,
wait a minute. Wait, you're very confusing me now.
Because
is it the farmer or the neighbor, Sarah? Oh.
That one was painful.
That was not clear.
I think she said it's the other guy.
I think
she said the other guy, so I'm going to give the other guy the vote.
It sounds like a neighbor vote.
It sounds like a neighbor vote to me. We're at 1-1.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's the douchebag here, the farmer or the neighbor?
The neighbor.
The neighbor.
Concise,
because
that.
Because he's a businessman.
Clear-thinking American.
He's a businessman.
New Englander
right
there. Salt of the earth, working hard.
Yeah.
Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this?
This is Dan.
Dan, who's the douchebag?
Oh, man. Look at this. Are you telling me that I can't buy eggs from somebody and then go to my place of business and sell them for more? No way. The writer's a douchebag, and I'm going to tell you why. You're telling me that when ticket agencies buy concert tickets, and then they at one price, then they turn around and upcharge them. It's the free market, baby.
It's awful. It's
absolutely.
And you know what? You're talking about a ticket. Those should be illegal anyway. I've said that forever. This is a farmer. This is a neighbor who sells you those eggs cheap, and you put the screws to him.
Stop making him sound like
I'm making him sound like he is.
We got to have a benefit for him.
Thank you for the call.
Okay, Willie Nelson and the boys.
Okay.
Hold on.
Where's Mellencamp? Where is Mel?
This guy's just trying to have a farm.
No.
But the man's keeping the dial.
You're just a jerk.
Business 101.
All right, let's go to Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who is this?
Hi, Tom.
I got 2-2.
Two to two.
I got 2-2. Okay, Tom, who's the douchebag?
I'm gonna say the farmer's in the clear of being a douchebag, and the other guy's not a douchebag. The neighbor's not a douchebag.
Thank you.
The neighbor's not a douchebag. Who is the douchebag? That's what I need you to tell me, Tom.
I can't call a farmer a douchebag. He's not a douchebag.
You know what? Normally, I'd be angry that you're jerking me around, but you're 100% right.
Wow.
So I'm not going to take a vote from you then.
No. You're taking a vote.
He said no.
He said
I'm saying the neighbor is in the clear.
Yes, thank you.
All right, you're going to say the farmer's a douchebag without saying
it. The farmer's got to smarten up.
I got it. All right, thanks for the call.
It's called business.
Hi, Morning Buzz. 3-2. Who's the douchebag?
To be honest with you, to dog a dog world, he should put a fence up and take more care of his chickens. But he gave the guy the opportunity to sell the eggs someplace else. So the farmer's got to either nut up or shut up. But
man,
definitely, the next door neighbor is a douchebag.
The next door neighbor is the douchebag. Okay, we're all knotted up at
3-3.
Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's the douchebag?
Hi, yes, the neighbor is definitely the douchebag. He's perpetuating the situation.
Because he's a smart businessman, right?
I am so...
No.
Yes. I am so emotionally invested in this, I can't even tell you. I seriously can't even tell you. I'm so emotionally invested in it. All right.
He's perpetuating the situation with the neighbor's chickens coming into his yard by feeding them.
There you go. All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Where are we
at? 4-3.
4-3.
4-3 neighbor.
All right, hold on 1 second here.
I want to get this right.
Hold on. No. That's not what I was
doing. No, Greg's upset because he feels the man is putting the farmer out of work.
Yeah, I do feel that. I absolutely do feel that. Okay? All right, let's go. Let's see. Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's the douchebag?
It's definitely the neighbor.
It's
part of what's wrong today is the lack of honor and the cutthroat nature of make a dollar at all costs. In fact, I think the farmer should out that neighbor.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
And there it is, my friend. Right there.
You're the douchebag. You're
chicken.
The douchebag.
For dinner.
You're the douchebag now.
All right, there you go. That is it. Hey, go out and enjoy the weekend. Make this weekend your best, okay? Get after it. Get it done. Have fun, and we'll see you on Monday. Thanks for hanging with us today. We appreciate it.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.